Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Gustin's Grill in Woodstock. Thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's been an interesting day, to say the least. We're going to talk more about the big headline, gambling, illegal poker games. What the hey was going on? We'll fill in the blanks. Also coming up, Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation to talk about the Dogs as they get ready for Florida. It is an off week. That will happen next Saturday. That is on the way in about 15 minutes. But, Mike, as we start the Falcon Report today, we were there yesterday. We had a great conversation with Raheem Morris. We had a great conversation with Charlie Warner. You are continuing down this road of
what road?
Controversy.
You mean a Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr. controversy? No, man. You got a quarterback that if he can't practice tomorrow, though, and he's limited today, we'll get to the full injury report, as Carl mentioned, but you do have a great backup because I know that Kirk upset me, disappointed a lot of Falcon fans last year, how he handled things, and then subsequently, Carl, how he explained what happened in his mind. Oh, no, I was banged up after insisting he was okay.
Yeah.
And we argued about, at some point, no one wants to lose their job to an injury, but do you eventually have to say, look, I'm hurting the team. I've got to come clean. If the coach isn't going to make the decision, I'll make the decision for him. Okay, that's all water under the bridge. Now the guy's 100% healthy. He's now 2 years removed from that Achilles injury. So, and we've seen him at practice. He looks fine. You didn't get to see him in preseason. He didn't play in preseason.
No.
But you do have a $45 million insurance policy you can cash in, albeit for 1 week. And Raheem is already on record saying, I'm not going to put Michael Penix in a position to hurt himself.
And I'm with that. By the way, I totally agree with our head coach. There's no reason to. First of all, this is about the long-term viability of Michael Penix. If you drafted this kid as high as you did, you want to be your long-term quarterback, you don't put him in harm's way. You don't put him out there where he's already overcome a bunch of injuries in the collegiate ranks and put him in a chance to get hurt again. That's number one. But number two is, what gives you the best chance to win on Sunday? And if it's Kirk Cousins, then it's Kirk Cousins. And I'm not tripping about that. But I know some of you are already, oh, here we go. And, you know, look, I think this is just what it is. Sometimes in life, things are just what it is. Just because a woman looks at you doesn't mean she digs you, okay? Sometimes it's just what it is. Kirk Cousins, you go in, you start, you play, we win, and then Michael Penix comes back after hopefully feeling better, if it turns out to be that.
Right, and you deal with that smoke later. The team will deal with that. And now, the question would be, if Kirk Cousins looks really good, and then how some fans react. Because the national media,
Wait, what's really good?
like 300 yards, three touchdowns.
Okay, that's
and
really good.
Like a friggin' Swiss watch.
All right, that's really good.
You know, and everybody's involved and Pitts, etc. But because then of course you know it'll be on First Take. Quite frankly, I think the Falcons need to put Kirk Cousins back under center.
Yeah.
If they're gonna win more football games.
Yeah. Thank you,
and
Steve.
That's where it's gonna go.
Yeah.
And that, but you know that there'll be somebody just ready to cue that up. If that's the case.
I've seen the quarterback, y'all. So. I've seen him.
Right.
I don't have. I don't think you're wrong when you talk about. But that's outside controversy.
We'll cross that bridge
that's
when
right.
we come to it. First things first. If Penix isn't there, all you guys who said it was the greatest idea in the whole wide world to sign a guy for $100 million and draft a quarterback, which I still thought was stupid. I think you do one or the other, and you take your lumps with Penix last year, and this year he's ready to rock. Now we're still taking our lumps with Penix because he's still learning on the job, and we believe in Michael Penix. This is not saying we don't. But I'm just telling you, knowing this town and seeing what we've already seen interacting with some of the audience, you know, it will be a controversy, do you agree, if Kirk comes in and looks really good. Now, if he just manages the game and we grind out a win against the Dolphins, right back to Michael Penix Jr.
Let's hear from Michael Penix Jr. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. Here he is talking about just the need to win.
The top line, winning. We got to win. And obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, I touch the ball every play. So I got to figure out a way to help us win. And so that's the biggest thing. I look at our wins and since I've been starting, and I don't like it. I'm used to winning. We got to get there.
He's not lying. Like
he's disappointed.
He is. He is. And Mike, here's the deal too. When we talk to Michael, when we've had him on the show, when we talk to him, whether it's off mic or on mic,
right?
He's very aware, guys. It's not like this kid's walking around with blinders on. He's very aware. He understands what's happening. He understands what this community is saying and where we're at. But he's right. It does come down to winning. And that's the crazy thing. The last 5 minutes of that game with us having the ball, we go for it on fourth down. We know we didn't get it. Mike and I debated. You maybe liked the play. We didn't like the play. Give the ball to Bijan. Mike said give it to Algier. Let's get the yard. Keep it moving. It didn't happen. But if we win that game, it just changes the perspective of, okay, we went on the road, we beat a team that, you know, we were struggling against in the 49ers, and it doesn't play out that way. Penix is right. We got to find ways to win. Here's what he said, though, Mike, about the knee injury, his right knee. People were trying to make the comparison, oh, is this something in college? Are you concerned? Here's what Penix said.
We ain't in college no more. Them days over. I don't think about that stuff no more. It's football. It's 100% injury. You know, I feel like it comes with the game, but at the end of the day, I got to be a professional. I got to take care of myself and, you know, on and off the field. And that's what I've been doing, and that's what I'm continue to do. And whatever it takes for me to be out there on the field, I'm going to do that. So,
yeah, y'all heard him. Don't bring up college anymore.
Right, right.
Stop talking. He's literally saying, yeah, I got hurt. I overcame those injuries. Don't put that juju on me.
No, but
I don't want y'all talking about me injured in college.
Right, but this, and I understand what Mike is saying, and you and I discussed this to a degree yesterday. But people outside, and we know what we've got here in Atlanta, but everybody that was doing the pre-draft analysis, you know, teams were on record as being a little frightened by the medical history with Michael Penix Jr. And when the coach is talking to us yesterday, Carl, and we go, not the foot, not the ankle, not the shin, as we're going up, you know.
Right, right, right.
And he goes, no, it's a bone in the back, and he slaps the back of his leg. A lot of our audience was like, what did Coach just say?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, it's a concern. I've already argued with some folks today on this about social media. Not trying to turn this into something it isn't.
Well, you've already erased the
Stop
post.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
You mean you got punked on social media?
You already erased the post.
I didn't get punked. I'm sick and tired of explaining stuff, Day-Day, to nitwits.
You should have left it up.
I know. Well, you look good. People thought Carl was Day-Day at first. Carl's like, man, Carl
we're
lost
both
some weight.
That happens.
They said, Carl really lost some weight.
First, well, that's true, too.
But the first thing
popped. But I understand.
No, I took it down because I was saying.
No, you shouldn't have.
Coming up, Dukes and Bell explore the Penix Cousins controversy.
Stop trying to make.
The Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay.
Right.
It's not
because we got guys that get triggered.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that audit right there?
Play it again. Play it again, Orin.
Stop trying to make.
The Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay.
Happen. It's not going to happen.
I
I love it.
But it is happening because already people are reacting. Ergo, the controversy exists. Nothing Dukes and Bell does occurs in a vacuum.
This
Carl.
Is true. That's true.
I mean, but I'm just sick and tired because I just mentioned Pierce has half a sack. What are you saying? He's a bum? No, I'm saying he's got a half a sack. Look, Lewis Redick said he was going to lead the league in sacks, okay? But all you jock sniffers out there, you say one thing which you take as a slight. And you guys all, you go sit there and you go, stop picking on my favorite player. Like, these guys are wearing, like, Michael Penix underoos or something.
I've got Michael Penix underoos. Let's talk about Zach Robinson real quick, our offensive coordinator. Some guys don't even know what underoos are, by the way.
All right, underoos,
they don't even know what underoos are.
It was a underwear that was fun to wear when you were a little kid. And they had superheroes. You could be Superman. You could be
Spider-Man.
And nobody wanted to be Aquaman because what is he? Spider-Man? Fish. But yeah, but right. Anybody have underoos as a kid? All right, Day-Day did.
I did. You just made me think about it.
Tinker had Dale Earnhardt Sr. Wrangler underoos. Wow.
Yeah, you felt proud, too. You go out in those underoos, right by on. The way. All yeah. right. Let me hear Zach Robinson. Guys, we continue to struggle on the road. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report. Coming up, Mike Griffin's going to talk to us about the dogs as we broadcast live from Gustin's. By the way, big shout-out. Donnie! Love you, man. Can y'all put your hands together for Donnie right here?
Tremendous owner.
Donnie is unbelievable. That's the man right there. But let me hear Zach Robinson talk about the struggles on the road, because this is part of our issue. We expect to win at home. We've created a home field advantage.
We can't do the things we want to do on the road.
No. Here's Zach Robinson.
Can't put a finger on it. You know, it's our guys have, you know, typically love playing on the road. And I know over the last whatever stretch it is, we have not had the level of consistency and play that we're looking for. But it's hard to just point a finger at, you know, exactly one thing. But it's definitely something – next time we go on the road, we got to be mindful of and making sure we're taking every step to make sure we're juiced up and ready to go. And I didn't feel that way. You know, it was a big-time atmosphere Sunday night coming off of a short week. And like I said, giving those guys credit, they did play well. But to answer your question, Mark, can't really pinpoint it right now. We just got to obviously figure it out and play better.
Mark Raimondi, our buddy from ESPN, asking that question, why are we struggling on the road?
Right.
And Zach Robinson, our OC, saying, look, can't pinpoint it. You know, I felt like we were ready, but at the end of the day, we weren't, and we got to get better. So one other thing I want to play for you, and then I want you to get to the injuries, Mike, for today.
Right.
With the recovery of Storm Norton, is he immediately going to jump into this offensive line? Zach Robinson said no. Listen to this.
Yeah, well, I think we'll let it play out. Elijah's played so well. You know, it's hard to, you know, you get those guys playing in unison, all five guys together for a string of games. Like, that's what you're hoping for from that offensive line standpoint. But, you know, shoot, every day is a competition for everybody out there. So we'll let Storm kind of get his body back and see where he's at.
I didn't really expect Storm to be back for this game. You know, we were told maybe by Europe, you know, okay. Like a trip to Germany. That was something we heard off the record back when the injury was first announced. But, okay. Now, Elijah Wilkinson had a really tough day at the office, as did the entire offensive line against that San Fran front seven. But, I give him another week. I mean, but Elijah was struggling.
It was. Look, I understand what Zach Robinson's saying. It doesn't mean that Storm Norton won't eventually take that spot. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And last week, everybody was broke. That's what Mike's saying. Like, nobody really did a great job of blocking up front.
And speaking of broke, a couple guys are banged up. Billy Bowman did not participate, so out of practice today with a hamstring.
What is up with Billy Bowman?
Don't know. We love his game. He's a turnover machine when he's out there, just like Xavier Watts, I should say, making plays, looking like Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates also said today in front of the media, meant to mention, that Divine Diablo. How tough is that, SOB? He already knew he had a busted forearm. He stayed in for another series in the San Fran game.
That's crazy.
Love that guy.
That's crazy.
He's a mean dude.
Yeah, I would have been like, yo, take me out.
All right, Jalen Walker. What was your over-under on your guesstimate of his impact this season?
Are you about to dog out Jalen Walker?
He's out right now with a groin injury. Did not participate. Diablo, we know, with the forearm. Zach Harrison, limited with a knee. Frank's limited with a calf. Jake Matthews with an ankle. That's okay. We know he'll go. Floyd got old guy rest day. Mike Ford with a calf. Tyler Algier, limited with a hip and a knee. Darnell Mooney, limited with a hamstring.
What's up, Darnell?
Yeah, Darnell. I mean, this is why we made the big deal about Ray-Ray. Like, if Ray-Ray kept popping off, he's got to go. But we're still thin at receiver. And then the big one, Michael Penix Jr., limited with a knee. Fuller, Norton, Hodge. And that's good because Carroll Hodge can catch a touchdown for you.
True.
He can go this week. He's back, and he's good with a peck.
Coming up, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Dogs off week? Not really. They are preparing for Florida. but we'll talk to him about all the things, especially after the Ole Miss win and what we learned about this team. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live in Woodstock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bell, guys, let's talk to Mike Griffin from Dog Nation about the dogs and everything that's going on. We got some more Hawks conversation coming up as we are live from Gustin's Grill in Woodstock. It's jumping in here, man, and it usually is. Great spot to come out, get some food, great bar atmosphere. They have a lot of activities and bands here as well, so if you're not familiar with it, come on out right there on Highway 92. Mike Griffith, it's good to talk with you, man. Let's talk about what we learned in this Ole Miss game, and everybody was talking about, obviously, the play of Gunnar Stockton, and you know, my thing after that game was, all right, I can admit it. He's a dude. He is a guy that has shown he can carry this team. I thought the Tennessee game was impressive, but I thought this was even more so impressive. What did you learn, if you did learn anything, Mike, about Gunnar Stockton?
Well, I mean, it's just like Kirby Smart said, when they're able to run the football, it really just makes the offense go. It opens up everything. Opens up the play-action game, the tight ends. As you guys said, Gunnar was able to execute there in the second half, you know, 12 of 12 in the second half. So impressive. And, you know, come from behind and get that win. I mean, it was a shootout. It was a great football game. You saw a really good offensive Ole Miss team give Georgia their best shot, scored on their first five drives, and Kirby was able to adjust. But, you know, that run game travels, and Georgia's ability to run the ball just really opened things up. And, you know, Mike Bobo had a whale of a day, 34 first downs in one game. I'm not sure I've ever seen 34 first downs in one game.
Yeah, you're right. That's true about the first downs. Mike Griffith joining us.
And Mike, you know, just to echo Carl's sentiments, I know we've talked a lot about, you know, what Gunnar Stockton is and he isn't. You know, the perfect throw on the fourth down that Carl referenced in the Tennessee game. And then to see him just execute. I know you brought up the fact, you know, that you felt that Bobo was putting him in a position to succeed. It was just a matter of time. Now we've seen everything. Only problem is now you're getting some injuries at wide receiver. Is this where some of the transfers can step it up? I know Zach Branch has been a piece, but talk about the receivers and now how does it work with Kobe Young all banged up?
Yeah, well, you're hoping that Noah Thomas comes through, right? I mean, this is the high-priced guy you got from Texas A&M that you thought would make an impact and really hasn't yet. You got some really talented guys. C.J. Wiley's impact recruit that we think is capable of contributing right away as well. So there's another potential X receiver, but it sticks with the run game and the defense. And, you know, unfortunately, the defenses that Georgia's, you know, going to be seeing here pretty soon are better than what they've seen. I mean, let's face it, Ole Miss has a really bad defense. They're not good. You know, even the Alabama defense is somewhat suspect. Florida defense is going to be better. Texas defense is going to be better. Right. Those are going to be tough games. This next game is going to be a real challenge when you consider what, you know, Florida's gone through and, you know, they got the extra week and now the interim head coach, you know, game 70 miles from Gainesville. Georgia's riding high. You know, I think this next game is going to be important for Georgia to really beef up the defense a little bit. DJ Lagway's a guy we know has a good upside and has been playing better. So where Georgia sits is fantastic. If you told me at the beginning of the year this is where they'd be, I'd say, oh, man, you take it. But the bottom line is they've got more work to do if they're going to make the college football playoff, and there's going to be some challenges ahead.
And I guess we just talked about kind of this is where we're living. I mean, Georgia is going to have – and by the way, apparently we don't talk as much recruiting, but apparently the recruiting class looking forward to 27. They got some big-time recruits coming in. But you're just missing those elite defensive pieces. So is this what it is now, a dial-a-score? Every game is going to be that high-scoring piece?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe every game will be that close. I mean, the Auburn game – listen, hey, and look, guys, we keep it real on here, right? I mean, I'm not a cheerleader. Let's be honest. You know, Gunnar didn't play good in the first half against Auburn. They didn't score a point until there's, you know, a minute and a half left. I mean, it's the same guy. So it is what it is. I mean, he was fantastic against Ole Miss when he had the run game. Against Auburn, when Auburn took away the run, not fantastic. And it hasn't been consistent from game to game. I mean, there were five snaps against Austin Peay when he couldn't score from the one. So I think it's a team that's getting better. I think it's a team that's growing together. But it's not a team that can hang their hat on any one player. It's a team that everyone has to play well. And what was great about the Ole Miss game that, you know, left us with, you know, all the warm and fuzzies after the game was that it was complimentary football. The defense showed up in the fourth quarter and, you know, allowed 13 yards on 11 plays. I mean, that was amazing. That's stunning, stunning that five straight drives, Ole Miss drive for touchdowns, and in the fourth quarter, you know, the defense holds them to 13 yards on one first down on 11 plays. The offense kicks it into gear. You know, down nine, they back-to-back touchdown drives. You know, great execution, as you guys said. You know, Gunnar putting the ball where he's supposed to put it. Some scrambles, avoiding sacks, you know, avoiding the catastrophic plays. I mean, that's what you need to get from him. And that's what he's been delivering in the clutch. But I don't think Georgia can keep living on the edge by trailing at halftime. I think eventually they've got to get this good start to a game. I mean, what is it? I think going back to last year's Texas game, I believe it's 8 out of the last 9 games, Kentucky's the only one, that they did not trail or be tied at halftime. 8 out of 9, and it's against Power 4 teams. I'm not counting the trashy garbage teams they played, you know, Marshall and Austin Peay. Talking about real football teams. 8 out of 9, they either trailed or were tied at halftime. That's not a formula for success. And Kirby knows that, and Kirby said that, and Mike Bobo knows it, and Glenn Schumann. They all know it, and it's not like they're trying not to get off to a better start, but that's what's going to need to happen for Georgia to play in the SEC title game, and that's the standard. 7 out of the last 8 years, Kirby's done it. It's amazing. But Florida, I'm telling you, this is going to be a dangerous game. This is not going to be a pushover. This is going to be a scary game for Georgia. At Mississippi State, they've shown upset potential. They had Tennessee on the ropes. We'll see what they do against Texas this week. Stay tuned on that one, I would predict. Texas coming in off a bye week. That's the number 5 defense in the country. That's a really good defense. And they played Ohio State within 7. Nobody else has played Ohio State within 18. And then Georgia Tech, I mean, you know, you guys, you know, if you want to make fun of their schedule strength being 48, or if you want to acknowledge that they should have lost to Wake Forest, you could say that realistically they're a 6-1 team that wouldn't be in the top 20 had they lost to Wake Forest if the official hadn't blown the call. You could say that, but I'm going to sit here and say they're 7-0, and as long as they believe they're good, they're dangerous. So, and it's in Mercedes-Benz, so we'll see what happens. So the rest of Georgia's schedule is not a picnic.
Hey, they took you to 8 overtimes last year.
No, it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let me ask you this in regards to Kobe Young and the injury. We keep saying all week, Mike, the it's next man up. The receiver room is really good. How does that affect the offense, if it does, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, he was their best perimeter threat. I mean, he was. He did a good job at the X. I mean, listen, I don't mind telling you, Zachariah Branch is the guy for me that I give the team MVP to. I mean, this guy's dynamite. This guy's unstoppable. Every team's got to have a plan for him. It opens up other things because of number one. I mean, this guy has got so much juice. He's so exciting. You know, if we took an objective look at this current Georgia football team and we said who could have started for the 21 or 22 team, Zachariah Branch would have been one of those guys. I'm not sure we'd name anybody else on the offense that would have started for 21 or 22, or defense for that matter, if we're just being honest about it. And a lot of that has to do with the parity and how good 21 and 22 was. But Zachariah Branch is the guy that translates for me. I mean, you put the ball in his hands, you think about the fourth down conversion against Tennessee when they were down 21-7. They had to have it at midfield. You think about the two-point conversion that put it in. They had to have it. He ran the route. He came through with the 3rd-and-11 catch against Alabama, had to have it, kept that drive sustained. I mean, gosh, if Gunner gets one more yard on that drive inside the 10, there's not a fourth down play on his scramble. You know, he's so close to picking that up. You know, instead you go to fourth down, Cash Jones, you don't get it. So, you know, we've seen some opportunities for – they could be undefeated. They could also have three losses. You know, Kirby's culture won a couple of those games. And, again, I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe it's too early. Maybe I'm still supposed to be sky high and a win over Ole Miss, but I'm looking at that Florida game and I'm circling it and just the red light flashing for me. That is a dangerous, dangerous football game because Florida can stop the run and they're going to be all in for this interim head coach after their coach got fired. And to me, that's just, it's going to be a challenging game. Remember Georgia tailed at halftime last year and now DJ Lagway's healthy. They got better receivers. It's going to be a heck of a game.
Look, they hung in there with LSU. We've talked about, you know, some of the games they played. I mean, the Texas game speaks for itself. I mean, it's still an SEC talent-laden team.
Yeah. Yep.
Just perhaps not maximizing the talent. And Kirby basically said as much as Mike Griffith joins us, guys, from Dog Nation, basically saying that, yeah, they're going to come up with some new looks. There'll be some new stuff with 2 weeks to get ready. Has your expectation level for this team changed? Because we speak with your compatriot, Connor Riley, and his feeling was there was always a ceiling on this team. As Gunnar Stockton continues to evolve and make these, you know, sort of amazing Stetson Bennett-type moments, do you feel this team can still, once they get in the playoff, can compete with anybody? Or the defense is ultimately going to be their limitation?
Okay, I got to put this in perspective. We got to put this in perspective. So Stetson Bennett moments came because you had a legendary defense that was giving up 6.9 points a game. If you had the defense you had right now, Stetson Bennett had 6 or 7 losses because you wouldn't have.
Oh
that
yeah, turnovers long. Too. I get it. I'm just saying the clutch. Let me rephrase it, Mike. The clutch.
No, the clutch. No, not Stetson was clutch, and when Stetson ran it, you know he could take it the distance. I mean, Stetson was a home run hitter. I mean, that's the thing everybody forgets. Not only was he quick and agile back there in the pocket, but you remember that run he hit against Auburn, went like 64 yards. You're not catching that guy. The run against Tennessee, I mean, he was fast. Gunner's tough. I don't think Gunner's fast. I don't think he can get you 30 or 40 yards on the screen. He can get you 12 or 13 and run somebody over. But, man, Stetson was such a dangerous runner. And, again, the defense was different. Gunner has a bigger ask than Stetson. So did Carson Beck. They didn't have the same defense, number one. Number two, they didn't have the same playmakers. I mean, hey, look, I like Lawson Lucky and Oscar Delp as the next guy. But then ain't Brock Bowers out there, okay? And as much as, you know, Zachariah Branch has done a lot, Ladd McConkey did a lot of the same thing. There's no George Pickens going up and catching the ball. I mean, you know, Kobe Young, I mean, got beat by a 5'9 corner with the game on the line at Alabama last year. That's just the way it is, all right? He was good, but he wasn't that good. And I don't know that Gunner has the receivers that Stetson bit. And in the backs, this Chauncey Bowens, Nate Frazier, like these guys. But they ain't going to be starting on your fantasy football team like James Cook. So they don't have the same supporting cast that Stett did. And to your point, you know, Stett had the clutch gene. Gunner has shown us that, you know, but when he throws the ball up and needs somebody to make a play, there's not a Donnie Mitchell on the other end. You know, who is it? We don't know. I mean, who are we talking about here? And London Humphreys made a pretty nice grab, but, I mean, is are we ready to say he's a first or second round NFL pick? I don't know that.
No.
These guys all have to continue to evolve. When we look at the offensive line, these are all young guys. You got two freshmen out there. So I think it's important to keep the expectations in check. That said, they've shown us they can overcome. They've shown us they're resilient. Can they beat? Yeah, if we look at the Florida game, yeah, okay, that's a game, you know, better than 50% chance. Mississippi State, certainly better than 50% chance. Texas game, certainly better than 50%. Well, Georgia Tech, 50. But if you say all five, what are the odds of winning all five? Well, it probably drops down to what? Maybe 20, 25% tops. So, and what does two losses look like? And who do you play in the playoff? And do you play in the SEC title game?
Right.
Yeah. And do you play in the SEC title game with a second SEC loss? I don't know the answers to those questions. So I'm appreciating what I'm seeing. If, you know, Connor talking about this team having a ceiling, you know, I would agree that to some extent, but here's the flip side. I think everybody has a ceiling. I mean, Ohio State only beat Texas by 7. Florida beat them by 8. Does Ohio State have a ceiling? I mean, Indiana went and beat Oregon. That's kind of scary to me, but at the end of the day, it's still Indiana. I'm kind of in. They got me sort of
right.
Shut up, but at the end of the day, it's Indiana. It's a basketball school. I don't know if I'm really believing it, and they don't play another top 25 team all year. Let me see what they do in the Big Ten title game. I need to be convinced. And then who? A&M? A&M beat Notre Dame 41-40, and what, they just get a fine for taking some injuries or something? What's going to happen with them? Is A&M going to fade? So I think the good news is everybody has a ceiling. I don't see a super team out there. So, yeah, I'm not ruling out anything for Kirby Smart. He's the best coach in the country, hands down. It's the best program in the country. Hands down, but is this the best Georgia team I've ever seen? Heck no. Do I think they'll be better next year? Heck yeah. If you're going to get Georgia, you better get them now. While they got a young offensive line, receiving core, you guys mentioned, a little banged up. And to me, even this era of parity, I mean, this defense has been disappointing, guys. I think they're last in the SEC in sacks. I don't think you're going to catch Kirby Smart in a situation like this again. We don't have somebody to go get the quarterback, because that's the big problem right now,
right.
Is their quarterback sack artist is playing for Missouri because somebody didn't pony up the money. They lost a premier edge rush. That should have never happened, and I think that'll be a lesson learned.
Mike Griffith, it's always a pleasure. Good stuff, man, as we evaluate everything. Nothing's off the table. He is with Dog Nation. You can follow him. Mike, we'll talk to you next week as we get ready for Florida. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live at Gustin's Grill. Guys, we're coming back. Last night, not what we wanted to start the season.
Well, that's an understatement.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Statement.
It's not what we wanted last night, for sure, when we talk about our Atlanta Hawks. It was ugly. 138-118 in the home opener. I think a lot of us, most of us, were excited about what this was going to look like. And the good news is, guys, they got 81 more games. The bad news is, game one, it didn't look like we expected it to, Mike. And, you know, you talk about the things that hurt this team last night. It's pretty simple. We didn't play defense.
No, as Nate would say, we didn't play defense.
We didn't.
No, it's just frustrating. I know that. Thank you, Nate. It's still true. And you only get one chance to make a first impression, but it's 81 more games, I said on social media today. But, you know, we did sell the fans a bill of goods, right? That, you know, we got defense. We got three-point shooting. We're going to be tougher.
Yeah, and well, look, they sold us this bill of goods.
I sold the Lister's car. I feel dirty today after what I said.
They sold us
no,
this.
No, I mean, yeah, 81 more games to figure out. Out-rebounded. Rebounding and hustling. You know, the transition defense was non-existent.
No, it was.
And that was ugly. And you mentioned it, 20 board difference. The points on transition, no three-point shooting what to speak of. Trey too late getting involved in the game. I mean, I know that you and I said he'll be a – we talked with Brian Oliver yesterday, when to facilitate, you know, when to dominate. I thought Trey was too passive as far as taking shots in the first half.
Yeah. I want him to – I do want him to facilitate and get everybody involved, but he's still got to play his game. And his ability to do what he does will get everybody involved. The big thing for me is – and when we talk about not playing defense, guys, understand you gave up 69% percentage on two-pointers last night. No team should ever shoot 70%. Okay, and then easy transition buckets. And, Mike, the game was within reach, but they go on a 14-0 run in the third quarter. It's a 9-point lead. All of a sudden, it's 23. Game over. So I don't know what that was. Jalen had 22 last night. He looked good coming off the injury. He looks like he's going to be a baller. Trey had 22. Didn't shoot the ball well from three-point land, 1-for-7. But Porzingis looked good. I mean, he had 22 or 20 points last night. I think it was 7 boards. But at the end of the day, it's an ugly loss, leaves a bad taste right in your mouth, and you're like, "Eh, they're going to get better. They will. What's the word? Connect, the connectivity that right that coach talked about, and that's going to happen. But it just didn't happen in game one. And I don't know, man. We get back to the preseason stuff with the Falcons all the time about whether guys should play. Trey said it. They didn't start any of those starters. That starting five was not out there for any of those preseason games. And then you got in game one, and they looked a little bit discombobulated.
Well, the good news is that the fans took this loss in stride and didn't overreact on social media. Every shot I seen was a miss. You see defensive potential. We need to shoot better and rebound. I was at the game. They're more physical than us.
Yeah.
And Reese, I think, did go out for a minute with they say he's okay. Man, Trey couldn't get the ball. Oh, man. Lottery roster.
Yeah.
Same old, same old.
Lottery roster.
Talk about Toronto. I don't see anything changing as long as we have T.Y. at point guard. If Hawks season goes downhill, I hope they move on from Trey.
Okay.
Fire the GM and coach.
Wait a minute.
Just like the Braves going downhill.
Saleh just got the job.
I'll start watching once these prima donnas start playing defense. So there was a lot of positivity on my thread today after I said there's 81 more games to go here. So I tried to be rational today. I tried to be big picture, and this is what I got thrown back in my face.
I'm not worried.
Okay. Trey, I hope you're not. Look, they will be better, but look, they just looked out of sync last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, the spring – this isn't like baseball. You got a full month to play golf and run around the warning track.
It's true.
You know, and the hitters and pitchers get rolling. NBA's preseason is pretty negligible, and now, okay – all right, okay. You don't get really a lot of chance to coach these guys up, so because there's such a grind of the season. But the thing is, this was the game we all thought was a dub. Some of the next games coming up are tough to start the first quarter of the season.
At Magic,
that's it.
Friday.
It's all over.
Come on, Steve. OKC at home Saturday night.
Those guys took the tip off pretty serious.
Well, look, the rings did it. I mean, look, if I got a ring like that, I'm like, how do I get another one of these? They are motivated. Big O back at the studio. Can I hear Quinn Snyder talk about the enthusiasm? This is what Mike was talking about. By the way, Turtles got about an hour show for you tonight, and then we will get into Thursday Night Football.
And Carl's apparently got another Galactic Lock of the Week.
What, I like the Chargers.
You didn't take them?
No, didn't take them.
Right.
I like the Chargers, though.
All right, more on that in a second.
All right, this is Coach Quinn Snyder. This is the enthusiasm. When everybody was talking about, hey, they got a sneaky good team, and look at all the moves they've made. He is simply saying that's got to be channeled in the right direction. The enthusiasm is good. I think we should be excited, but it didn't play out like that last night.
The enthusiasm we have needs to get channeled correctly into the things that they're going to help us win games. And you know, for our team, you know, we know what those things are, but they require focus and they require work.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I mean, it's hustle. It's effort.
Defense is.
You know, it's frustrating. I mean, look, it's just the first game, but you could not have had a bigger bomb on opening night if this was
dud,
a Broadway play.
Biggest big dud.
What the Hawks laid out last night.
They
cut it down to like four at one point, and then just the wheels came off.
What'd they do?
The wheels came off, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, we were on our text tweet, our text connection with our guys.
Yeah, you were pretty positive last night.
I said, hey, man. All right, let's go back. I'll tell you.
You were pretty positive.
All right, let's go take
not
a look.
Not really.
Let's take
not
a look at
really.
What I was writing last
yes.
night.
You were negative, Mr. Negative guy as well last night.
I said, yeah, they closed at the four. Then they lost the script, getting out rebounded. I didn't cuss.
Yes, you did.
I didn't cuss.
Keep scrolling.
I didn't cuss once. I just, okay, I cussed a little bit.
See?
I said, what is going on with this team? All right, let's get in gear.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Really get right. uncomfortable and leave.
Oh, would you shut up? Get uncomfortable. Man. I'm so over Patrick Beverly.
About as uncomfortable as
Get uncomfortable.
About as uncomfortable as Terry Rozier in that game about to hit the over.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not right. That's just not right. But while we're talking about this, we're going to wrap things up, guys, and take it back to the story of the day. We don't know where this goes, how it all plays out. But if you're just joining us,
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now. Quick.
Not exactly the comment you might want to make after last night, Chauncey Billups.
The chips fall where they may. That's not the, you know, again, metaphorically, Carl, that's probably not where you want to go. Not the euphemism we were looking for.
Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier.
Now suspended.
Former
Blazers coach.
Yeah, that's true. Former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones. All arrested today as part of a wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games. Again, if you didn't hear our interview with Amy Dash today, go check it out because she said there's two big parts to this. One is the insider information that was provided by guys like Damon Jones about certain players not playing. The other one has to do with rigged poker games and four mafia families, which Chauncey Billups is related to. Nevertheless, these are serious charges. We don't know where this goes, but Mike, they said this is a year-long investigation covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
FBI made this bust today, and Chauncey was arrested in Oregon. All these arrests went down in different places, by the way.
Wherever the guys were.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, what's going on? Some guy's getting his morning workout in.
Can you imagine?
Oh, they just put Terry in the back of a cop car.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, sir, well, we need to talk to you. For what?
Now, again, two different cases all rolled into one, it sounds like, but there seems to be some potential crossover. The mob families is amazing. As Carl said, and we were talking about this earlier, very old school. But the lengths, and all of a sudden, boy, this would be a movie. What was that one that one with Adam Sandler, The Gems? I get that guy to write the script on this one. It'd be a hell of a flick.
Gemstones, I think it
was? Whatever that was.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it had some basketball. As a matter of fact, Kevin Garnett was in
that. Right. Makes a cameo in that, yeah.
But we'll talk more about this tomorrow, man. We are live at Gustin's. By the way, big shout-out to the staff. Tinker, thanks for being out here. All of our listeners who stopped by today. Big shout-out to Donnie. Thank you for having us out here, Donnie.
All the liquor and beer reps in town are here. They know where the party is, pal.
Of course they are. They're all showing up, man.
Everybody's here.
If you've never been out here at Gustin's, he's got one here. He's got one in Ackworth, guys. Make sure you stop by and check this place out. Great food, great staff, and we look forward to coming back out here. Appreciate to everybody involved with this broadcast. All right, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat. Thanks to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Also, we talked to Chad Bishop today about Georgia Tech. Big game for Tech. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow as well as we give you our picks of the week. Tech against Syracuse at home. It's going to be a big one for them as they continue to try to roll. Dogs are off this week. We'll get more into the Falcons and tell you the breakdowns of what the Falcons need to do against the Dolphins to win this game on Sunday. I know you think like I do. Dolphins are terrible. Doesn't mean they're not going to show up, guys, and they are desperate for a win. I said this to Coach, and he was like, yeah, you're a week away from humble. Let's hope that's not the case for us on Sunday. Friday, big show back in studio. Make sure you join us. Steve Coonan's going to join us. Also, our man Bryant McFadden, CBS analyst for the NFL, and a lot more. We'll go behind enemy lines down there in Miami and find out what the deal is. Make sure you tune in at 2. All right. G-Money, thank you. On-site engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer, Big O back at the studio, our engineer behind the scenes. All right, Mike, we got to get out of here, man. Chris has got you about an hour, and then you get Thursday Night Football. All right, guys? Mike Bell, clear your throat.
And again, Chargers -3 tonight. A lot of injuries at the running backs for L.A. tonight against Justin Jefferson and company.
I like L.A.
I think you're right on that one. Hey, man, we didn't mention this yesterday. So much Falcon talk being up in camp. You see who the Giants hired as their new manager?
No.
Tony Vitello. He's the Tennessee Vols baseball coach. He's never, never, ever managed a minute, an inning of professional baseball at any level. He won the College World Series with the Vols a year ago. He's been a great coach there, and he negotiated for a couple of days with the Giants, so it didn't exactly come cheap. They had to buy him out of Tennessee.
That's crazy.
But Buster Posey, who's running the show in San Francisco, rolling the dice on a guy who's never been a major league manager. He knows his baseball, and I know it's not like they're playing a different sport, but kind of a curious hire as the Braves are still looking for our skipper.
Well, I'm glad you brought us to the Braves because there are rumors out there. You know I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. Danny Lehman, Dodgers bench coach, Cubs bench coach, Ryan Flaherty, interesting potential choice. Tigers bench coach, George Lombard. These are names that you're hearing for the Braves. Don't sound familiar? They don't, because they're not former Braves. Not necessarily all connected to the organization in one way or another. Bottom line is this. Throw a wide net out, see what happens, talk to everybody, and then make a decision. I don't think, guys, they're going to announce anything until after the World Series is over. Because if they would have already had their guy, they would have told us. I think they're waiting. We'll see where it goes. But you're hearing a lot of names, Mike. I don't know who they've pinpointed as maybe the person, but I just think the Braves are doing the right thing. Talk to everybody and then see who you like. We're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
Hey, I got a card game for you. My friend Johnny Roast Beef and Tony Spaz.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins Penix quarterback controversy
happen. It's not going to happen.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.